Hey, my best celebrity fans. Welcome to More Celebrity Facts with Millie Shalang. This week, I'm talking about Adam Sandler. So, Adam Sandler was born in Brooklyn, New York, September 9th, 1996. In 1987, Sandler played Theo Huxtable's friend, Smitty, in The Cosby Show, and the first stud boy in trivia, Dequillant, on MTV game show Remote Control. After his film debut, Going an Overboard, in 1989, Sandler performed in comedy clubs, having first taken this to the stage with his brother, Urging, when he was 17. In 1993, Adam Sandler appeared in the film Coneheads with fellow Saturday Night Live performers Farley, David Spade, Dan Aykroyd, Phil Hartman, and Jode Curtin. Sandler starred in Billy Madison's playing a grown man with grades 1-12 to earn back his father's respect to the inherited of his father's multinational dollar hotel empire. The film was successful. At the box office despite negative reviews. He followed this film with Bulletproof and financially successful comedies Happy Gilmore and The Wedding Singer, his first collaboration with Drew Barrymore. Although his earlier commercially successful films did not receive favorable critical attention, Sandler started to receive more positive reviews, beginning of more dramatic role in Punch Drunk Love in 2002. Punch Drunk Love's writer and director Paul Thomas Anderson had an obsession level for Sandler's previous movies and wrote the film in his mind. In 2009, Adam starred in Apatow's third directorial feature, Funny People, and comedy drama about a famous comedian with a terminal illness. The film was released on the 31st of July 2009. In October 2014, Netflix announced a four-movie deal with Sandler, a Happy Madison Productions, also that year. Sandler co-starred in the drama film Men and Women Children, directed by Jason Reitman. He was considered for the voice of Rocket Raccoon in Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, but Bradley Cooper was cast instead. In 2015, Adam released his last theatrical film, Pixels, based on the French director Patrick Jean's 2010 short film with the same name. Before transitioning into the distribution deal with Netflix, in 2018, Adam starred in the Netflix film The Week of the alongside Chris Rock. He also appeared in a Netflix stand-up special, Adam Sandler 100% Fresh, which was a part of his comedy Netflix deal and marked his first stand up to film in two decades. Sandler received the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series nomination following his hosting stint. In June 2019, he reunited with Jennifer Aniston in the Netflix film Murder Mystery, where he broke the record for the beginning opening weekend of the company's history, and spawned a sequel, Murder Mystery 2, in 2023. In December 2019, Sandler starred in the crime thriller Uncut Gems, directed by the Safety Brothers, and Sandler starred and wrote the 2020 film Netflix film Hubie Halloween. In addition, he was Leo the Lizard in Netflix's animated coming-of-age musical Leo. In 2024, Sandler starred in the second Netflix stand-up comedy special, Adam Sandler, Love You, which was directed by Joe Sadafi. He also starred in the science fiction drama film Spaceman, an adaptation of the science fiction novel Space of Bohemia, directed by Joanne Rennick. Also in 2024, Sandler was named the People's Choice Icon at the 29th People's Choice Awards. And in 2025, he appeared at the Netflix To Doom event to promote the sequel of Happy Gilmore 2. So now you know about Adam Sandler. Honestly, his acting is just amazing. I really loved him in Happy Gilmore and Pixels. They're my two favourite films. And not long till Happy Gilmore 2 actually comes out. Comes out this month, actually, in July. So I can't wait to be watching that and seeing what he gets up to in this film. So join me next week when I talk even more celebrity facts. So take care and bye for now.